Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
I got stuff for you.
Holy moly.
I need to get some snakes and release them around my house.
But I love eating people. I love eating kids.
These guys are the scientists of the supernatural, lecturers leaving lessons for inquiring laymen. They are applying the scientific method to a world that baffles science. They are the cryptids of the corn.
Every day that you open your mouth,
I know, right?
I'm more convinced that you're abducted by aliens.
No.
And it just stood up. I mean, it just like kept going and going. And she goes, what the?
These are idiots.
I was laughing reading this because I already knew how you would feel.
Idiot. What part of the story fits your balloon?
Well,
this isn't a UFO. Yeah.
But who else has big black wings and red eyes?
Batman.
Well, Mothman.
Oh, yeah, Mothman.
Well, everyone, I think we know exactly what it is. So say it all with me. It was the Sandhill Crane.
Would you try it?
No.
You wouldn't eat it?
No.
Why?
Because they're probably toxic.
There'd be a lot of poop in my pants. Seeing a 6-foot alligator go swinging through the air and slam into a tree.
Hey, it's season 7, episode 2!
It is season 7, ain't that nuts?
It's crazy. It's crazy.
Kind of.
How you doing, baby girl?
Time has flown. You're not supposed to say that no more.
I am the great and powerful mystery.
And I'm Jay Clone 61.
Me, me, mo, mo, mo. Hey, thanks for everybody hanging out at Frogman. It was so much fun. Hopefully we sold out of t-shirts and books. That'd be amazing because I just got a whole new order of books in.
Wouldn't that be nuts?
I mean, I'd probably go on vacation with all that money.
Yeah, I bet. Toy of the lake.
Yeah, maybe down the road.
Yeah.
No, so thank you guys for hanging out at Frogman. Frogman's always a blast, aka it hasn't happened yet for us, but it has happened for you people. No, Frogman's always a fun one to start the year off with, being a hometown, like a home state cryptid. Emily's my wife's hometown, so it's always easy going for us.
But it's a fun one.
Yeah, Monkey Bars, I love whether we get to go to that place or not, I don't know. We're trying to go there, but it's very popular, but it's very lovely too.
Indeed.
I just enjoy it.
It's a good time. It's a good hang, they say.
So yeah, season 7. Thank you guys. It's really fun. Hopefully you enjoyed Monday's episode. It's been a long time coming.
You know what I always say at the beginning of each season? Another one.
Another one. Another one.
That's it.
How'd you like Monday's episode?
I'm still kind of up in the air.
You don't even know what it is.
Yeah, I know.
It was a lot of fun. It's one I've been waiting to do for a long time.
Well, you're technically still waiting, so.
I know.
They don't know.
Podcast time travel. So we just were going to talk about some events and just going to kind of take the first interview of the season as interviewing each other.
That's what we're doing today?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Because we've a lot of developments since we've really covered stuff. It's been weeks and weeks since we've got to talk just about stuff we're doing.
Yeah, I guess so.
Live shows are coming up. If you want to see us in North Little Rock, Arkansas, tickets are on sale. You can get them at the link below with Drunken Cryptids.
They're selling fast, so get them quickly.
Yeah, come hang out. It's going to be a lot of fun. And then Matthew Orton.
And Michael Thompson.
In June.
Michael Thompson in June.
Yes. Gosh.
In famous Ohio. Author,
very handsome man, good looking.
Homeowner.
Homeowner. Breadwinner. World-renowned author. Legend and lore, sea monsteritarian.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, gosh.
I think you hit most of them. Most of the points, the things that describe Michael best. But we're doing, yeah, a live show.
Gorgeous. Did I mention gorgeous?
Oh, I think so. Handsome, gorgeous. Yeah, I mean, what's that difference?
They are a little different.
Right.
A little different.
I guess. So about how you use it.
This is the most awkwardly shaped pot for doing this.
Yeah, it's a weird shaped bottle.
It's like a foot and a half tall. I mean, it's longer than 12 inches.
Yeah, it's not quite a...
It's a liter, I think, or a liter and a half.
It's a liter and a quarter.
A liter and a quarter, yeah.
It's a weird bottle.
That's what hit the mic stand a second ago, because there's still a big gap, but it's like...
But, yes. But Michael Thompson, yes, coming to Ada, Ohio, to do a show with us, live show, UFOs and Sea Monsters. Come get your tickets at cryptsofthecorn.com.
And we are speakers at other festivals this year.
Yep.
That's not public knowledge yet, so we can't announce that yet.
Let's do it. Let's just...
ruin everything for everybody else.
Oh. At least our non-listeners.
What?
Our non-listeners don't get to hear it.
Yeah, so we're ruining it for our listeners.
Kind of. We're more ruining it for everyone else because they didn't get it.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. So besides that, we will be at Hocking Hills Bigfoot Festival.
Yep.
4 days this year, August 7th through the 10th.
That's going to be a long weekend.
And the weekend before that... It's Squonkapalooza.
Yep, in Pennsylvania. We'll be back.
Is this our third year?
Yeah, third year in a row for Squonk.
Johnstown's a really cool little town. A lot of fun little places.
Johnstown, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, a lot of really cool listeners live out there. It's just a fun place. We enjoy it.
Really neat area. Old. It's old. Historic area.
Yeah. If we didn't enjoy both the festivals so much, we would never do two big festivals back-to-back like that.
Right, yeah. Heck no, but...
But we thoroughly enjoy the people that run them. We thoroughly enjoy the festivals... I don't know what to tell you if you can only make one. They're both really fascinating and amazing. Very different though. It depends, I guess, what you want out of a festival.
Right. You want Bigfoot, you want Squonk.
You want Bigfoot, you want Squonk. Pick.
What do you want? Come on, pick one.
And then our festival is October 4th. Tickets go on sale for the VIP tickets for Ohio Bigfoot Jamboree go on sale March 15th. The Patreon members got early access to the tickets. They're going to go quick if the Patreon early access was anything to show. There's 100 of them, I think. Get them while you can because they're going to go fast.
Yep. Seats are limited for the speakers. And I guess, what do you get when you buy a VIP ticket? Oh,
so the Friday night hangout, there's everything from amazing games, hangouts with the speaker, the dinner. And then we'll be actually doing our presentation Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Saturday, you get the exclusive, the speaker's presentations.
Right.
Everything from Tony Merkel talking about Bigfoot and Dogman to Randy Bauer talking about the Minnesota Homestead. It's probably just covered in all kinds of paranormal activity, including the paranormal side of Bigfoot. Connor and Alex, two zoologists, good friends of ours, that are going to take the scientific angle of the science behind the Sasquatch. And I'm forgetting one. Ron. My gosh.
Our folklore...
folklore expert.
Historian.
I mean, 30 years in the game. Ron's been on all kinds of TV programs.
Author.
Tons of books. And he well-written author. Just an awesome family guy. Like, if you meet him, he's just so nice to be around. And probably the most well-educated expert on the invasion of Chestnut Ridge incident.
Probably. He's got to be up there.
I would say that he is.
He is up there. He's the bar.
As far as I know, I don't know of anybody that's done more work or more effort into it that's alive than he is.
I agree.
So it's going to be a lot of fun. We appreciate the support. It's tons of fun. We're adding more stuff all the time. This year's already a lot different than last year in the best ways.
Oh, yeah.
We're adding the feedback and rocking and rolling.
We're adding cornhole tournament. We're adding a family fun activity room.
Yeah, with free speakers for that, and they're going to be more oriented around kids, so they're going to be 15 to 20 minutes, like maybe a half hour long, compared to the speaker's presentations, it'll be an hour, hour and a half long.
Right.
It's hard for a six-year-old to sit through an hour and a half lecture.
It's a bit much.
Even though it's really fascinating stuff, I mean, if your kid's really into Bigfoot, you'll be like...
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, if your six-year-old's really into Bigfoot, you'll like the speakers, but it's a lot of technical jargon going around.
And then we have some amazing TV personalities coming out again. longtime friends of the podcast, Wild Bill.
Wild Bill from Mountain Monsters. Hoorah.
Hoorah. Oh, he's so much fun. That was one of my favorite things last year, him with the kids. That one kid that was screaming, and I thought something bad had happened. He just was so excited to see Bill.
Wild Bill, yeah.
Yeah, so that's that. And then we're ending the year with Crypticon. Already paid for our spot. It's going to be so much fun.
Yep, we'll be at Crypticon again this year.
I love Crypticon. Crypticon's about the perfect one to end on.
Yep.
We get to see all of our offending friends and a lot of our listeners and stuff like that.
And it's a great place to get Christmas gifts.
It is right there.
So is the Bigfoot Jamboree. Just saying.
I think the Bigfoot Jamboree may be better for Christmas gifts.
I think so. It might be.
We may even have Santa show up. I don't know.
Ooh.
I think I could actually, we could make that happen.
I think so.
All right. Enough about that. Now let's interview each other. I guess I just wanted to take an episode, the first interview of the season, and just kind of talk to you about some stuff that,
what'd you do? Uh-oh.
Yeah. No, we've come a really long way thanks to your guys' support at home, and I don't want to know, where do you want to go? What do you want to do with this stuff?
Oh, all right.
Well, yeah, big questions.
Yeah, I didn't really think about this coming in.
I purposely didn't talk to you about it.
I still want to hopefully pursue our Salamander rescue mission.
Yes.
That's still on the checklist of things that we need to do, because I still think we're going to find that stinking salamander. We're going to find it. We're going to prove it's still there. It's still alive, and it can still be saved.
Yeah.
We're going to do it. We are. It's happening. We're saving the salamanders.
We're saving the salamanders.
Oh, no.
That was a salamander screaming.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't think they heard it.
That'd be funny if they did. No, that's one thing I think I want to go and still do.
I'm definitely down. It's just harder now with three kids.
Oh, I know. I
have to wait until they're a little older now.
Well, we never know. You never know how it'll work itself out.
Yeah, and the labs, I just talked to one of the lab members the other day, and they're still down to do it whenever, which is awesome.
We still got the support.
Yeah, 100%. I guess one big thing, besides what we're doing with the podcast, and maybe the documentaries are starting to come back. I just was talking to somebody before you got here about maybe doing a ghost documentary.
Ghost?
Yeah.
Oh, how'd you work that out?
We could do your favorite style of TV show.
Mountain Monster style?
No. Ghost style. Ghost hunting show.
Okay.
The certain paranormal group that is...
Ghost Brothers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ghost Brothers.
Right? Ghost Brothers.
They were nice.
Very.
Yeah. No, you know who I'm talking about. You just don't want to say his name.
I really am blanking.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll talk about it later. I don't want to say his name either. Anyways, maybe we'll do that. Maybe we'll do that in a haunted location nearby.
I know you're talking about. There you go. Zach Bales. I'll say it. I'm not scared of him.
Is that his last name?
The guy from the ghost hunting show?
I think you're messing up.
That buys all the properties that are supposedly haunted, and then he gets in there and then demolishes them when he's gone. That guy?
That is not the guy I was talking about.
Oh, okay. Not Zach Bales, then?
No, it's okay. We'll continue. Okay. But no, so documentary's coming back. I would love to do that with it.
Baggins, not Bales.
That's the one.
What am I thinking of? I'm thinking of Somerset, Kentucky, Zach Bales.
Yes.
Zach Baggins.
Zach Bales is the paranormal road tripper.
He's the good guy.
And he's a true friend of ours.
Yes, that's why that name popped out. Baggins. Zach Baggins.
Gosh.
Zach Bales is a good man.
Did you just have a stroke?
Maybe.
Gosh. Anyways.
Nah. I told you about the story when my friend pretended to be Zach Baggins. Yeah. Yes. Not good on Twitter. Someone believed him.
Anyways.
Not good.
Maybe we'll do a launcher documentary style again. We'll get the launcher documentaries going with the local ghost thing.
Local?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, great. Local? How local?
Very local.
Like?
As in you have keys to the place.
Huh?
Well, let's talk off air.
All right.
I'm springing all this on you.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's...
I guess we'll find out.
I mean, you only have keys to just a couple places in town, so...
Well,
process of elimination.
So you think. I got keys to many places.
Yeah. Anyways.
Had a lot of weird jobs.
I'm really excited for those to come back. I miss doing those. And we may even do, like, what's it mean to be a podcast, a paranormal podcaster kind of documentary, too. I was just talking with some people about coming up to the house this summer and maybe sitting in the backyard and just recording a couple hours of stuff of just some of the bigger paranormal podcasts that we're very close with, and just having a weekend just to sit around a fire and talk about the amazing journey.
Yeah, that'd be fun. I'd be down for that.
Yeah, and I think they're very down too. It's weird that how many of them live kind of in a big star around us.
What do you mean by that?
Like, some of them are in Ohio, some of them are in Kentucky, some of them are Tennessee.
Okay. We're just all dotted around Ohio.
Drivable to each other.
Right. Well, Ohio, you know, it's the heart of it all.
It is the heart of it all. Another thing that we just started talking about recently is maybe setting up a museum.
Yep.
So, guys below, I want you to comment. Museum, we've thrown around names and ideas and that kind of stuff, but Jay's father's working on our new studio. It's warm now, so I'll have to remind him. He said,
yeah, I was outside today, and I almost took my sweatshirt off.
I started working in the yard.
Yeah, it's weird. It's shorts weather out.
You just went out there like a freaking
yesterday
cicada.
Yeah.
I just came out of the ground and started working.
That was you?
Yeah. Because I went outside to check the mail, like, I'm getting the drill.
Yeah, oh, yeah, it's something in the air.
Yeah. No.
This is drill weather.
No, so we talked about maybe doing a little museum, something like maybe the Ohio Bigfoot Oddities Museum, or just the Bigfoot Oddities Museum of Ohio, something like that, so we can get the cryptids, the paranormal, and the science all in a building.
Yeah.
We'd probably just get one of those massive sheds, like a 14 by 30 or a 14 by 40, and set it right beside, put a cement pad down and set it right beside the studio.
And if it goes well, we'll just double it each year. Get another shed.
It wouldn't be hard to make it like a big L or something like that.
And then if that goes well, we'll do it another one.
Because I've had either in my head doing it like a cabin style.
Yeah.
Or doing the inside like a cave, like the Cave of Mystery.
Ooh, that'd be cool. Ooh, let's bury it.
Yeah, there you go. Buy just a bunker.
Oh, that's even easier.
Yeah, there's a slide in. You can slide in. It's hard to get out, but.
There is no out.
There's no out. No, so that's an idea we've been throwing around.
It puts the lotion on its skin.
That may be a Kickstarter for the whole thing or half of it. I don't know. We're just throwing around ideas. We want to hear what you guys say. If any of you build those things, let us know.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, because they vary heavily in price.
Very much, yeah.
Depending on which company you look at.
Shoot, I would like to live in one.
Some of those are not tiny.
Well, compared to like a normal house, but
compared to this thing? Yeah. I mean, this thing's the house we're in right now is massive.
Well, yeah, it's a maze in here.
It was added on and added on. And
I know. You can tell.
This used to be outside.
Right, yeah, exactly.
And so did the other room on the other side of the house. It used to be outside.
Just add on. You just keep going through doors. Eventually, you'll end up where you should be.
There's like six circles.
I know.
That you can just end up going in big loops around.
Yeah, it happens.
So we want to know what you guys think. If the museum's a good idea for us to mess around with. If not, should we do a Kickstarter for it? Should we do some kind of fundraiser? Maybe a bowling tournament. I mean, I don't know how that raises money, but does that raise money? Can you raise money through a bowling tournament?
Oh yeah, we just did this weekend.
Okay, I don't know how they work.
We did a shout out to the Smith Family Bowling Scholarship Fund.
I do know that
we raised like I don't know how much money, but a couple grand for their scholarship fund this past weekend.
That's awesome.
Pretty good turnout.
That's really cool.
Good turnout.
I mean, that's really cool. I didn't know that you could do that much money for a local bowling tournament.
Yeah.
As far as for a charity.
I mean, as far as, you know, you just get things to raffle off and whatnot.
Yeah.
You get people in there and you collect their entry money to sign up and bowl. And then the winner gets some of that money back, but the rest goes to donation.
That's awesome. I didn't know. Because the museum would be nonprofit. We would just literally just charge enough to
make it operable.
Yeah. Where it's not a detriment to do.
Right.
But I think it'd be really fun. I've already bought some stuff that could go into it, like a Gigantopithecus skull.
Shoot, I even thought of like people like art.
I think there should be an art section. We know so many amazing, talented artists. Mm-hmm. Speaking of which, I did talk to Timothy Wayne Williams, famous artist.
Famous painter, yeah.
And he's going to do some special stuff for the Jamboree. Ooh. For a fundraising thing.
Oh, all right.
At a very, very affordable price for us. I had to ask him twice because I'm like, I don't understand.
Yeah.
The thing you're doing and the number you give me don't make sense.
Yeah, it doesn't. Yeah.
And he was, Timothy's a great friend of the show. Everybody, I love his paintings. I love his art.
Awesome art.
His Bigfoot book is amazing too.
And calendar.
Calendar. Yeah. If you can still find one.
Yeah, I doubt it.
But no, so museum's been an idea. Podcast, we got some amazing episodes lined up this season. I'm already scheduled out to, I think, episode 20 for topics. just because I always save a big topic list and I just kind of go through, because I try not to do too much of the same thing.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you. With 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Like back eight to back. Ghost stories.
Couldn't. The season finale. So far, I mean, as of recording this, only part three is out. Or four. Is it three or four? I don't even know.
Three.
Everybody seemed to enjoy it so far. No, I mean, what do you think about the museum?
I think it's got legs. Let's put it that way. It's got legs.
When I said something to you about it, I was really expecting to be like, I don't know. And you were like, yeah, I like it.
Well, I mean, I just think about where is that stuff around here? Okay, there is none. Not really.
I can't think of.
So that automatically, okay, so this is, there's something here. Because if that's not available around here, then okay, then we're filling a void. And it's just, and we know enough people and interesting stuff to make it interesting and entertaining.
Oh, 100%.
And educational.
Like getting a whole Bigfoot nest in there.
Right, yeah.
You guys want to climb into a Bigfoot nest? Here you go.
We can set up Dover demon traps and capture a live one,
you know,
and put them on display.
You know what we should do?
Put a cup of Jaeger under a box.
Stop it. Get one of those punching bag machines and paint the head, or paint the punching bag as like a Dover demon.
Dover demon, turn it to dust.
Yeah. Put that on it. Dust.
If you get over 900, it's dust.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's just, oh, I don't know. It really sounds like something like, we have a closet in the studio just full of all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
I would probably bring a lot of my books out and make a, not a lending library, but a viewing library, take pictures, scan stuff out of it if you want.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I have more books on, I mean, just the Bigfoot subject than most places can get.
I would say probably more than most people would even ever get their hands on.
Yeah. Let alone the UFO subject. And I mean, I got books on Bigfoot from the 1800s. I think it's my oldest one.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Wild Man one. And I can see it behind your head right now.
You've even got two organic UFO books.
I do. I have the only two.
Yeah.
Organic
and you wrote
UFO
one.
And I wrote one of them. And the book sales are going great. Thank you guys so much for supporting the book. Do appreciate it. It truly means the world for a man that can't read or write.
And that book would be Living UFOs, The Ocean Above Our Heads, A Study of Atmospheric Biology.
I think they've shipped to eight countries, nine countries, something like that.
All right.
World-renowned author.
Yep. You can officially say it.
Yeah. No, I mean, what else? I mean, have your opinion on anything changed relatively?
What do you mean?
I just wanted to take the first interview as just us talking to us, because I know I have like a bunch of interviews I got to schedule here soon.
Mm-hmm.
So I know we weren't going to get a chance to really sit down and just talk about what's going on.
True. Has my opinion changed on?
Do you think of Bigfoot?
More okay, stuff like that. So Bigfoot,
has it changed since it's begun?
Since we've started, I'd say so. Yeah, probably. I definitely more accepted the fact that it's not just this flesh and blood creature running around. I think evolved beyond that. It's not just that. Almost to the point where I've gone, it is just that. It's the non-physical thing. Like I can almost even believe that, but I still know there's some physical aspects to it.
Yeah.
It's leaving impressions.
People have shot him and killed him. I truly believe that.
It's leaving physical evidence behind.
Physical needs, too. Or at least it's appearing to be
right,
physical needs. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess technically. We've never really seen one watch like sit down and eat a meal, you know, like a full on.
Right. I guess you're that is true. I know.
Like, but we know they're taking food.
They're taking food.
Yeah.
I guess you're right. I don't, I've never seen one when we had our experience. I know it took chickens and I know it took horse grain. And so I guess I am just supposing the rest after.
You're supposing they're eating it.
Heck, it could have been feeding the horse.
You know, just being nice. Watching you do it, it's doing it. It's like, oh, this is how we do it.
It is weird because they do seem to, at least Bigfoot, seem to have that connection with big farm animals. I mean, we talked about the one in Southern Ohio that was seen milking a cow, like drinking the milk out of a cow.
Yeah.
But people have said the horse braids or the fey braids and horse hair is, some of those are from Bigfoot braiding their hair, petting them and stuff like that. Some horses really freak out around Bigfoot. I think with that, though, I think it's the horses that are on trails and maybe get that predator sense of Bigfoot.
Mm.
But around homesteads and farms and stuff like that, I think the Bigfoot are smart enough not to really mess with those animals. Because a horse is kind of a whole different caliber of farm animal.
Right, yeah. It's not like just taking out a goat.
I mean, a goat's kind of a goat's kind of like the middle of the road.
Right.
A cow's higher than a goat as far as farm value.
Yeah.
A chicken's probably about the bottom of it as far as farm value. And you normally have 50 chickens for every one horse you have, right?
Right.
So you don't notice if chickens go missing. If a horse goes missing.
Oh, you notice.
I mean, a cheap horse, I mean, a real cheap horse is like $2,000-$3,000.
Yeah, that's an expensive thing going.
Our horses, I mean, we had nice paint horses, you know, some of them were $10,000.
It's more than I ever paid for a car.
Yeah, and I mean, they are cars. So I don't know, I just never really thought of that. Maybe it was just scooping up horse grade and just hand it to the horse.
It could have been.
I don't know. I didn't see it do
right,
it.
Yeah.
But in my head, till you just said that, it's always been, he was eating it.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I've never, just thinking about it, never remember hearing someone talk about it, like chowing down on whatever.
The pizza incident in Cincinnati.
They saw it eating the pizza? I know it took it.
I think, now I'm trying to remember, because that was years ago when we actually had the report in front of us.
Yeah.
I think she did see him, like, getting to the pizza.
Eating it. So, see, nothing, anything is going to eat pizza.
The pizza's good. I can't eat it anymore.
Oh, yeah, besides you. Well, you can eat it, just...
I gotta get no sauce.
Yeah, no sauce pizza.
But I like pizza, and it's not because I don't like it, it's because my acid reflux doesn't do pasta sauce.
The onions in the sauce, probably.
Which I just seen there's something you can add to tomato sauce to make it edible for, or better for acid reflux people.
Oh, really? What's that?
I can't remember baking off the top soda? Of my head. It is baking soda.
Is it?
It is baking soda.
Right, let's try to think of something alkaline.
But it is. You sprinkle a little baking soda on it. It's supposed to neutralize it, not really affect the flavor.
Makes sense.
So I may start doing that.
I've seen people who like literally eat baking soda, like when it turns into a brick.
As of recording this, I'm 25 days sober.
Oh, all right.
Isn't that crazy?
A little bit.
It is for me. I'm slowly 5 more days. So by the time this comes out. As long as nothing happens dramatically, it'll be the longest in probably the last decade at least.
All right. For this streak.
For what?
For being sober.
Yeah.
Hey, that's good. Unless hopefully a dog doesn't break in here and rip up half your flooring.
That would cause me to drink again.
And then you step on a nail right at the end.
The dog didn't break in.
No. It broke out.
It broke out.
Inside.
Technically, it didn't break out of the cage. It turned the cage upside down and ran around the house like a turtle.
True, yeah. And ripped up everything.
Wires. It ate so many pounds of wire.
And pooped everywhere.
The Kevin story.
And then you stepped on a nail at the end of it.
I went all the way through my foot. Middle affair. Middle of my most stressful week of my year.
Oh, it's not funny.
On a show day.
It's not funny, but it is funny.
I mean, now it's funny.
I'm not going to lie.
Then if you would have came in and laughed at me, I probably shot you.
I know. I'm not going to lie. When you first told me, I did laugh. I was dying laughing.
But when I looked down, first off, it hurt so bad, but I could see the nail. I came all the way through my foot.
Oh, yeah.
I missed the bones. It just went through right through.
Did it feel like your foot was instantly on fire in that spot?
It felt like it was in acid, and I've been burnt by hydrochloric acid.
Yeah.
It felt like that.
Yep, like the tingly hot.
Like everything in the body, because it was an old, dirty, rusty nail covered in dog poop.
Yeah. Lucky you're alive.
Never went to the doctor.
Yeah, you see.
Then we took her back to the Humane Society, and they said, yeah, that's what she was returned for the first two times.
Yeah, well, thank you.
I could have punched that lady. Because you warned people about it. Because I filled out this big paper trying to be like, for whoever gets her next. When you were home with her, she was nice and lovey and you know, just a quiet little dog. She just panicked when nobody was around.
Oh, yeah. Good and times.
Doug. I think Emily shows a picture of Doug when he was in the cage. Like, his ears down, just looked like,
I didn't do any of this.
I've sat here. Yeah. I'm okay. I didn't do this. You're about to be so mad.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
No, podcast is great. We're still at the top of the charts, thanks to you people. We actually just crossed a new milestone. 0.05% of world top podcast.
Really?
Yeah. Joel sent that to us this past weekend.
I did see it. I didn't understand.
So we were at 1.5%. We went up a whole percent, which, I mean, we're at...
It's huge at that point, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you don't move very often.
No, not up at the top.
So...
Or under 1%.
Thank you guys for that.
Thank you guys. Amazing. That's insane.
Some of you guys have listened... So the Spotify raps and stuff like that, where you listen 68,000 minutes.
That's insane.
71,000 minutes. 48,000 minutes.
I don't know who would want to listen to my voice that long.
It doesn't even sound like a real number, like when you're talking about minutes.
Right. I mean, I don't... it probably isn't as... bad as you think, but
I mean, if you're working, it's, I mean, I do that for podcasts and music and stuff like that, but the
most disappointing thing is when at the end of the week or whatever, when your phone tells you how much screen time. Oh,
that's the next thing I'm working on.
It's not even fair though, because like I sleep with my YouTube on,
yes,
and I see that, I'm like, there's no way, but I'm like, okay, wait, okay, no, there, okay, but then I'm wondering, wait, what if it only tracks when your eyes are looking at the screen?
No, it doesn't. It just, it's when it's active.
And then, like, if that's the case, holy crap, what are they actually tracking all the time?
So, I just put that on my phone.
What? Limit the hours?
A daily limit.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get better about that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm bad. I'm really bad.
I am too.
I'm a screen time addicted.
Mm-hmm.
So.
It's the brain rot.
Some of that, and then all the podcast stuff, and the social medias, and the email, it just...
But once you get...
Then you start scrolling.
Yes.
You start, you know, it's...
It clicks you into, like, some sort of routine that's, I don't know, or just a bad habit turns on something in your brain 100%. That's just like, oh, I like this more.
So, I set it for 3 hours. And I fill it up almost instantly every day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because of Spotify. Because I put in my... Whenever I'm doing dishes, laundry, sweeping, mopping...
Spotify counts?
Because it's running. The app doesn't know the difference. So I can go, I got to go in and fix it to not count that app.
Mm. That ain't right.
Yeah, because I'm like, it's like, hey, fair warning, 15 minutes until your use time's up and it's like 10 a.m. I'm like,
hey, I hadn't even looked at you yet.
I haven't done anything. I haven't sat down.
That's what I always figured in my head, screen time is you looking at the screen.
Yeah, I think the app is a little more that phone activity.
So maybe...
I could turn off that app. For recording that app, though.
Oh, okay.
I just haven't gone in and done that.
Gotcha. So they need to make that upgrade where it watches your eyes. So it knows when your eyes are watching the screen.
They have that stuff.
I know. I'm just kidding. They should not do that. That seems like evil.
Anything else to add? I know it's probably eight people's most hated thing they've ever heard.
Oh, I'm sure. Never mind.
No, if you're going to buy... So there's a chicken shortage right now as far as in live chickens.
Oh, yeah. You just bought some, didn't you?
I just paid 200 something bucks for chickens. And there better be some hens in there. If I get all roosters, I probably will become that witch from part 4 or 5.
We're going to have to start making chicken homunculi in the backyard.
Well, we'll get a hold of one. How do I start morphing these chickens?
How do chickens bud?
Transmute.
Yeah.
Start hitting it with a piece of gold. Transmute!
We'll start collecting all the squirrels in the backyard and turn them into chickens.
I'm getting a big hawk box for that.
Ooh, a hawk box? Is that where you hawk Tua into it?
Yeah, no, it's a nest box.
Oh, okay.
Keep the squirrels out of my garden.
So the hawks hang out? Hey, that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Bring them to my house.
When the owl was here, we never had any problems with squirrels.
Really? What happened to the owl?
I think he just... probably passed away.
Mm.
He was here forever when my grandpa owned it and when my mom owned it.
Mm.
Why
don't you put up an owl box?
I haven't seen one forever besides the screech owls.
You don't want them here?
They don't do that. They don't eat those. They don't eat squirrels.
Oh, okay.
They're fine. I dislike them, but just...
I still have never seen an owl in the wild that I can recall.
Barred owls and barn owls. I've seen a snowy and I've seen a great horned.
Nice.
And the great horned is the one that terrified me as a kid.
Is it so big?
Because it looked like Mothman. because I was probably six, and we're driving down my old mile-long driveway in the pitch black, and over one of the trees overhanging it, there's this guy sitting in the tree staring at us, and it was a great horned owl.
That's insane. That'd be scary, yeah. Just thinking it's a guy in your driveway.
It looks like a guy. Yeah. They're big. They're big.
Sitting at the top of a tree.
Everybody don't realize how big a great horned owl is. They're big. Yeah. And Snowy's, we just had a Snowy at Indian Lake a couple weeks ago.
Oh, really? That's cool.
We get them every once in a while in Hardin County and Logan County area. Like, just every once in a great while.
Oh, I don't know why this random, but did you see that video of Upsur in Unalaska is the name of the town? Unalaska, Alaska. The town's name is Unalaska.
Okay.
There's the dump there. There was like, I don't know.
Is it eagles, bald eagles?
Yeah, hundreds of bald eagles.
They're like pigeons up there.
Yeah. And they're just digging their heads in the garbage. The guy is literally filming. He's petting one. It's in the garbage.
Yeah, they're like.
Its white head is brown.
Yeah.
And he's petting it, and it just looks back at him and then goes back to eating the garbage. Like, how bad is it there that you can pet the eagles?
All right. But, yeah, hopefully somebody enjoyed this episode. This is an update. If you guys think, I'll try to remember to put a poll underneath. I would love to know if we should do the museum, if we should hold off, if we should do a Kickstarter for it. Or what? Any of it.
Or any ideas you have for us or anything you want, would like to see us do?
Yeah, what should we do? Well, I mean.
Or thoughts about what could go inside of the museum or oddities, anything. Anything, anything.
And if you want to donate a 40 by 14 building, we'd appreciate it.
Or if you know anyone that has an old shed or a shack that they would like to donate, yes, we will gladly take it.
Yeah, just have it delivered. We'll do it.
Shoot, I'll go pick it up.
A 40-foot building?
I'll figure it out. We got enough, what are those things called? Ratchet straps now.
Oh, ratchet straps.
I don't know why.
I thought you meant semi-truck drivers.
Well, I know one of them. We know a driver that could do that, yeah. I don't know about a house, but he's moved plenty of cars. So, yeah, we know people. We're hooked up. We're connected.
Yeah. I have been the great and powerful Mr. E.
And I have been J Clone
Something.
61.
We'll catch you next week, guys. Bye. Bye.
Hey, guys. Thank you for listening to Cribs of the Corn podcast. Remember, the best way to support the show is share it with a friend. But if you are craving more of the J Clones
and more from Mr. E,
there's always extra content on Patreon
and our paid member space on cryptidsofthecorn.com.
We'll catch you next time with more exciting, fun, and informative information.
Bye! Bye.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. LeafHome.com/water.